This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. When many people give money to the nonprofit or charity of their choice, their old college, their local food bank, they tend to pull out their debit or credit cards. However, some wealthy donors are more likely to park their dollars in what's called a donor-advised fund. It's like a checking account for charity with tax advantages. But as KQED's Rachel Miro reports from Northern California, that system can have the effect of delaying the money going out at a time of urgent need.
David and Jennifer Risher of San Francisco say they got into a donor-advised fund, or DAF, years before they really thought about how they wanted to use it.
You know, it's like overwhelmed. Like, what do I do? How do I do it right? There's this tendency to want to do it perfectly, so I have to do all the research. And so that just blocked me.
People don't have to be super wealthy to set up a DAF. The minimum deposit at Fidelity Charitable, for instance, is $5,000. But critics say DAFs are too easy to set and forget. DAF donors get the tax break the same year they donate, but they don't have to decide where they want the money to go that same year, which is not necessarily a bad thing, says James Head, who chairs the League of California Community Foundations.
We have COVID-19 today. We may have a wildfire tomorrow. We could have an earthquake the following week. There are constantly needs within the community that we try to provide.
Yeah, but according to a report last year by the National Philanthropic Trust, out of 121 billion or so parked in DAFs in 2018, only 23 billion was issued to charity. What are all those DAF donors waiting for? Jennifer Risher says, give big and give now.
You know, now's the moment to write that bigger check. The rainy day is here.
Some charities have reported an uptick in COVID-related DAF spending. The Rishers launched a challenge to other DAF holders they call hashtag HalfMyDAF. The couple will spend up to $1 million if people spend their DAF down before the end of September. Because what are they waiting for? In Menlo Park, I'm Rachel Miro for Marketplace.